Okay, let's learn Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. We had last mentioned that Rabba said that in his generation they were much greater than Rav Yehuda's generation. He was much greater than Rav Yehuda's generation. The learning was much better, but somehow when Rav Yehuda would remove one shoe as the beginning of a prayer for rain, it would immediately rain. So the Gemara is going to tell what the backstory is about that. So we're up to Rav Yehuda. So says the Gemara, Rav Yehuda, Chaza Hanu Beitrei Davu Kaparti Berifta. Rav Yehuda saw two men that were not treating bread respectfully. They were throwing bread to each other as if it was a toy. So Amar Shmamina Ika Savabiyami, he says, it must be, if they're being mezalzel in food like that, it must be they have plenty of food. So Yavene Vavakafna. So he looked at it and with like an ayin hara, and it caused it to be famine. Amar Le Ravanan Rav Kana Breder Rav Nechunya Shamei. So they told Rav Nechunya, the Shamash of Rav Yehuda, Mar Deshchiach Kamei, you happen to be close to Rav Yehuda, Naasye Delepuk Bepischa Desamach Leshuka, cause him to go near the marketplace so that he'll see how much people are starving, and then maybe he'll daven and things will get better. So Asya, he caused him to go out by the market, and he went out to the market, and he saw that there was a gathering of people. So he said, what is this gathering? They said, there's a kli with some dates that are going to be sold right now, and everyone's lining up in order to buy it. So Amar Shmami no kafna beyond, he said, oy vey, everyone's lining up to buy dates. It must be that there's famine, that there's starvation in the world. Amar Le Lashami, he said to Hashama, shlof li masanai, help me take off my shoes so I could start to fast and daven. Shalof le chad masanav asamitra, the second he took off one shoe, it started to rain. Kimatal nishlof achrina, asa liyo va amar le, amar kodesh baruch li shalaf achrina, machrivna li alma. And when he was about to take off the second shoe, Eliyahu Navi came and said, no, you take off the second shoe. Hashem said, he's going to destroy the whole world because it's going to rain so much, meaning the world's going to be so flooded with rain, it will be destroyed. Keep one shoe off, that does the trick already. The continuation of the story is that on that day, that they got the rain, Amar of Mari Brother Bashmul, Rav Mari Brother Bashmul said that I now have a kiimna agudid in our papa. I was standing by the riverbanks of the Papa River. Chazay lemalachi diimul lemalche. I saw angels that looked like sailors. The kamaisi chala malunu laarbe, and they were bringing sand and filling up a boat with it. Vavakimcha desmida, and the sand turned into flour that looked like the cleanest, most pristine flour in the world, and they were selling it. So asu kuli alma lemizbin, everyone came to buy from them. Amaluhu mehalo tizbin, and Rav Yehuda said, don't buy this flour because demaisa nisim hu, it comes from miracles, and we try not to get benefit from miracles. Lemachar asin arbi dechiti de parzina. So the next day, a boat came with wheat from a place called Parzina, and people didn't have to rely on miracles. So now the Gemara tells how Rava caused it to rain with his tefillos. The Gemara is going to tell a couple of stories. Rava ikla la'agronia. Rava once went to a place called Argronia. Gozer tanis of loa simitra. He was gozer a fast day, but it didn't rain. Amar lahu, bisu kule alma bitana saichu. Everyone should stay fasting the whole night. Go to sleep tonight while you're still fasting. L'machar amar lahu mi'ika d'chaza chilma lema. And the next day he said, okay, if anyone had an interesting dream, let me know. Amar lahu rabbi lazim agronia l'didi ikarim b'chalmi. He said, I saw in a dream that they said to me, shalom tav, l'rav tav, meribun tav, dimituve meitav li'ame. It should be good peace, and for Rav it should be good, because he, meaning the Rav, who's the Rosh Yeshiva, for the Rabbi it should be good. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the master of all good, and from the good of Rav, and from the Zechios, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do good to his nation. Amar Shmamina Isratzon Hi. So Rav says, if he got such a message in a dream, it must be that now is a great time, that now is a particularly auspicious time to daven. That's what's an Ace Ratzon. We'll make that a concept. Ace Ratzon, a time that's particularly auspicious to daven. So by Rachme Vase Mitra, he davened and it rained. Another story about Rava causing it to rain. How gavra de chayiv nagda bebedina de Rava mishum de baal kutis. There was a guy who was chayiv malkus in Rava's bezdin because he slept with a kuti woman. Nagde Rava umes. Rava gave him malkus and he died. Ishtama milsa beshvar malka. King Shavur heard about this. Baal tzuri le Rava wanted to punish Rava for manslaughter. How do you kill someone? So Amrale Ifru Hormuz, who is imed shvar malka, Levra, who is the mother of shvar malka, of King Shavar said to her son, Lola havilach esek b'dvarim b'hadi yudai, you better not mess around with the Jews. It's not going to be good for you. The kolman debayin mimraihu yavluhu. Anything that they ask from the master, from their master, from Hashem, he gives them. Amr lasu, King Shavar said to his mother, Maihi, what did you see that they asked for that Hashem answered? She said, Bayin rachmi vasi mitra. I once saw one of their rabbis just daven that it should rain, and it just rained. It was unbelievable. So Amalah, the son said, Hahu, the fact that it rained, Mishum dezimna demitrahu. That was coincidence. It rained because it was the time of a rainy season. Let's see him daven for rain now in the middle of the summer in the Middle East, and let's see if it rains in the middle of the summer in the Middle East during Tekuvas Tammuz. So Shalchalei, the mother of Shavu Malka, sent Lerava a message to Rava, Kivan Kavein Da'atach Ubay Rachme. Focus and daven to lesi mitra that it should rain. By Rachme v'losi mitra, he davened and it didn't rain. Amar lefanov, so Rava said to Hashem, Ribono shel olam, Elokim baz neinu shamanu avaseinu sipru lanu pol palta bimei and bimei kedem. Va'anu be'einenu lo re'inu. We've heard of all the great miracles you've done in the past, but we've never seen it. Also mitra, and right then it started to rain out the shafach marzvi tzipur l'diglas, until the gutters of Tzipori filled all the way to the Diglas River. Asa avua, so the father of Rava came, and said to him, and appeared to him in a dream. And his father said, how could you burden Hashem so much to make it rain this much during the summertime? He said, because, so the father said, because you did this, you better change your place. Because you got to change your mazel, because Hashem's going to punish you otherwise. So Shani Duchte, he changed his place and he went to sleep somewhere else that night. The next day he went back to his bed to see what happened, and the whole bed was riddled with knives. So he would have died, obviously, had he stayed in bed that night. The father saved him by telling him to go somewhere else. So Gemara quotes another story with Rav Papa. Rav Papa gazer ta anisa velosa mitra. Rav Papa made a fast day, but it didn't rain. Chalash libe, so he got upset that Hashem wasn't listening to his tefillos. Saraf pinka de daisa. He swallowed a spoonful of daisa, which is like a cereal. Ubay rachme and he davened. But it still didn't rain. Amr Rav Nachman bar Ushpazte, so Rav Nachman, his host, said to Rav Papa, Yisarv mar pinka achriti de daisa asi mitra. Maybe if you would have swallowed another spoon of daisa, it would have your tefillah would be answered and it would rain. Ichsif, so Rav Papa got embarrassed for Chalash Taite, and he got upset that Rav Nachman had berated him, meaning Rav Nachman was saying, yeah, what did you expect to happen? No one's listening to you. Your tefillahs aren't being answered. So it made him very upset. Va'asa mitra. And again, it rained when he became very upset. So you see that, once again, we see that an Adam Gadol becoming very upset causes it to rain. So I guess main point will be, two stories of Rava causing it to rain, one motivated by a student's dream, and the other motivated by Ifra Hormuz, the mother of King Shavur. So now the Gemara, this Amud and this Daf is going to end with seven different stories of Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, but the stories continue over on Talmud Beis. So we're only going to read the first three of the seven stories of Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. So it says, Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, Rabbi Chanina Mendoza was traveling on the road, and Asa Mitra, and it started to rain. Amar Lefanov, he said to Hashem, Ribonu Shalom, Kololim, Kula Benachas, the whole rest of the world is perfectly at peace, but I'm struggling, meaning everyone else is happy about the rain because it makes the crops grow and everything and it does all sorts of good things. But I'm traveling, no one wants rain on a vacation, so Pasuk Mitra, it stopped raining. When he got home, Amar Lefanov, Ribono Shalom, Kalom Kulo Bitzar, V'chanina Benachas. He says, how could you do this, Ribono Shalom? Everyone else is suffering now. I'm the only one that's okay. So Asa Mitra, so it started to rain. So about this story, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Maya Hani Leitzlusa De Kohen Gadol, Legabi Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. That even the Kohen Gadol's tefillos have no effect in comparison with the tefillos of Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. His tefillos are so powerful. Tznan, like we learned in the Mishnah, Hayim Espal Tefillah Katzara, the Kohen Gadol in the Beis Hamikdash and Yom Kippur would daven a short tefillah beBeis Achitzon in the Heichal, and my Matzli, what was his tefillah? Rabin Barada, Rava Barada, Dami Tarvai, Mishmed Rav Yehuda. Two children of Rada both said in the Nimra of Yehuda that his tefillah was, the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur was, Yirasam Lefanach Hashem Elokeinu Shtei Hashanah Zu Geshuma Ushachuna, that this year should be full of rain and very hot. And before the Gemara finishes his tefillah, the Gemara explains what he meant. Shchuna ma'al yisahi. What? Is it being very hot a good thing? Adrav griusahi. No, it seems like a bad thing. Ella im shchuna tehegeshuma utalula. No, what he meant to say is, if it was otherwise destined to be a very hot year, so let it instead be a rainy and cloudy year, so that it will be good for the crops and everything. So the Mishnah continues with the tefillah the Kohen Gadol would say, Val yikanis lefnach tefillos ovrei drachim. The Kohen Gadol would daven that Hashem should not listen to the tefillos of the travelers, because the travelers would always daven that it should not rain. So the Kohen Gadol would say, no, we really, really, really need the rain. Rav Acha ben Rav Masayim Hashmeid Rav Yehuda. Rav Acha ben Rav finished the tefillah in the name of Rav Yehuda. Lo ya'adei avid shulton mi debes Yehuda. It's not enough that the malchus stopped from the family of Yehuda. Valu amcha Yisrael tzrichon esparnei zemizeh v'lo la'am acher. They shouldn't cause Klal Yisrael to have to ask for tzedakah from each other, nor should they ever have to ask tzedakah from anybody else. Second story about the greatness of Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, not only that when he ever wanted it to stop raining, it stopped, and whenever he wanted it to start raining, it started. Every single day of Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, Baskol Yotzis Vomeres, a heavenly voice came out and said, Baskol is an important concept, a voice from heaven, came out and said, Kolom Kulo Nizon Bishvil Chanina Bini. The whole world is supported just because of the schus of my child Chanina. The Chanina Bini, Dayo, Bekav Charuv Meir of Shabbos Erev Shabbos. My child Chanina is so special that he could survive. He sustains himself with so little. All he needs is a little buxer from one Erev Shabbos to the next. Have a third story now of Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. Have Regil Debitu, the wife of Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, used to the Mechaima Tanura Kol Mali de Shabbata. She would heat up the oven on every Erev Shabbos, Veshadya Akhtarta, and she would throw it into the oven, something that makes it smoke. She would throw something smoky into the oven so that the neighbors would make it look like, the neighbors would think that she's baking dough in the oven, L'Kavod Shabbos, but really she was very poor. So she did that Mishum Kisufa because she was embarrassed that she didn't really have anything to bake in the oven. So she'd throw some dirt in the oven, make it smoke up, and the neighbors would be like, oh, she must be baking stuff for Shabbos, how nice. Havla Hach Shikapta Bishta. She had once in a bad neighbor, Amra, so the neighbor thought to herself, Michti Adana V'lesu V'lomidi. I know that Rabbi Chanina Mendoza has nothing. He's poor can be. Hi, what's all this smoke? Something must be up over here. How does she manage to fire up the oven and have all the smoke come out, like as if she's cooking a feast? They don't have anything. So Azla, that evil neighbor, went to Rabbi Chanina Mendoza's house, the Tarfa Abava, and knocked on the door. And when she saw the wife of Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, when the wife of Rabbi Chanina Mendoza saw the neighbor by the door, Ikasva, she was very embarrassed, because now the secret was out, that the smoke was all, pardon the pun, but all smoke and mirrors. There was nothing real. Ayla li Indrona. So the wife of Rabbi Chanina Mendoza went to her room. At that time, in Sabla Nisa, a miracle happened to Chazi l'tanura mali lachma, that the neighbor, when she saw the oven, it was full of bread, even though Rabbi Chanina Mendoza's wife hadn't put any bread into it. Va'agana mali lisha. And the plates were full that they kneaded were full of kneaded doughs. Amrullah, so the neighbor said to the wife of Rabbi Mendoza, Planisa, Planisa, Madam, Madam, Icy Masa, the kli that you take the bread out of the oven with, the kacharich lachmech, you better take it, you better get it, because the kacharich lachmech, your bread is starting to burn, it's starting to become charred. Amrullah, so Rabbi Mendoza's wife said to her, Afana lachayli, yeah, that's why I went into my room to get that kli, you know, to get all that bread off. That wasn't really the truth. She had gone into the room to hide out of embarrassment, but then it turned out Hashem did this miracle. So Tanu, the Chacham taught that she only said that because she was embarrassed. Afi lahavi, she didn't only say that because she was embarrassed. Rather, afi lahavi merdo nichnasa, she really did go into the room for that reason. Mipresha milumedas benisim, because she was confident that once that neighbor came over, there was going to be some sort of miracle. That's how common it was for miracles to happen for this special woman, for the wife of Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. So story number three is not really about the greatness of Rabbi Chanina Mendoza as much as it is about the greatness of his wife. So the main point, I guess, story number one, that Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, when he would travel, would daven for it to stop raining and it stopped, and when he got home, daven for it to rain and it rained. Story number two, heavenly voice came out every day and said that the whole world is supported because of Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. Story number three, the wife of Rabbi Chanina Dosa miraculously had the oven filled with bread when the neighbor was going to come and see what was going on. So those are the main points. But Hashem, we'll pick up with story number four next time.